السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Shawwal 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the poets, and verses number 43 to verse number 48. It is now currently 5:26 South African time, and we say Jazakallahu Khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. So today our focus, we start with Surah Ash-Shu'ara, chapter 26 and verse number 43. Now the actual debate is going to take place. One side is Prophet Moses and Prophet Aaron, peace be upon them. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, whose honorable name is mentioned 136 times in a noble Quran, the most for any prophet and messenger. And Nabi Harun alayhi salam, his honorable name is mentioned 20 times in a noble Quran. On the other side is the Pharaoh and his magicians, his cabinet and the crowd. Obviously, they were also bribed up, like the politicians of today, there to support the Pharaoh and his cronies and his comrades. Now the actual debate starts. So, chapter 26 and verse number 43. قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَىٰ. Moses addresses them, that is the sahirin, the magicians, and those dabbling in witchcraft, and the sorcerers. He addresses them and says, Alku, throw, ma antum mulkun, whatever you're going to cast and throw, do it now. And the people, that is the day, yomuzina, the day of celebration. People are dressed up to impress, they dress to impress, and it is duha, it is 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, so everybody are sitting in the stadium and can see what is unfolding and what is happening. Now here there is one objection, inquiry, call it whatever you want to. That some people say, how could Nabi Musa alayhi salam command them to do that which is haram? Sorcery is haram, jadu is haram, dabbling in witchcraft is haram. So remember, the example of it is this, how Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, in a debate when he addressed Namrud's people and all those people who were making and worshipping the idols, then they were very impressed with the celestial creation. So he would tell them that, Hada Rabbi, Hada Rabbi, this is my sustainer, nourisher, referring to the moon, referring to the sun, and so forth. So obviously, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam never ever worshipped them, but it was to trap them and to show them that what you are doing in your idol worship and worshipping the celestial creation is all haram. So all this, if you want to see about Nabi Ibrahim, Abraham, peace be upon him, in chapter 6, Suratul An'am, and you will see about the stars, then about the moon, and then about the sun, chapter 6 and verses number 76, 77, 78. So all that there are mentioned there. So similarly, yeah, in a debate situation, you are going to trap and beat your opponent with their own style and their own thinking. So that is the lesson we learn here. قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَىٰ أَلْقُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ, that you throw and cast whatever you have by you. فألقوا. Hence the magicians, they were all dressed up in their regalia, in their pomp and glory. حبالهم, their ropes and their cords. حبال, the plural of حبل. وإصيهم, and إصي is the plural of أصا, their sticks and what have you, and their rods. They threw all that in front of the people and the crowd, and they are, you know, giving them, urging them on. It's a big spectacular match taking place. وقالوا, and the magician said, بإزتي فرعون, with the honor of the Pharaoh, the power of the Pharaoh, إنا لنحن الغالبون, that we, surely, definitely, we are victorious. When people place their trust on anybody, anything besides Almighty Allah, that is a recipe for disaster. Now Allah Ta'ala sent wahi, revelation, to Moses. Now is your turn. You show them. You got no army. You got no material support. You are there. And this Bani Israel who believe in you, they also little bit people who are mixed up, you know. But nevertheless, فَأَلْقَى مُوسَى أَصَاهُ. So Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, threw his stick. Remember that stick which he used to wear, use in his right hand. Suddenly, فَإِذَا. Normally when إِذَا comes like that in the middle, إِذَا مُفَاجَاتِيَا. Suddenly, hand suddenly, فَإِذَا. Here, that stick and that asa of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, it started swallowing maya afrikun, whatever they fabricated and whatever they did. You know how they try optical illusion, that they sort of deceive the people with their magic, with their sorcery, with their jadu and dabbling in witchcraft. They started gobbling everything up. Now these people realize we are the masters and we are the experts in this field. Thus what Moses did, Nabi Musa alayhi salam did, supra-logical, way, way beyond our understanding. So must be he is selected by Almighty Allah. Immediately, there and then, they made tawbah, they repented. And then Allah blessed them with iman e kamil, perfect iman, complete faith and conviction. Sister Tilly, Sister Tahira, I hope you are listening, and all of you. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةِ. Hence these magicians, sorcerers, sajideen, they all fell down in sajda, prostrating. They announced in front of everybody, and they know they are signing their own death warrant. But for the sake of truth, remember, you must stand for the truth always. قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We believe and bring iman in the sustainer, nourisher, provider of the entire universe. And remember what Pharaoh and his cronies and caucus cabinet thought will be the day of their honor. Like, you know, today is Charles. So remember it, he thinks is his day of honor. So now, yeah, also remember the Pharaoh thought it will be his day of victory and honor. Almighty Allah humiliated him and his entourage and everybody. Rabbi Musa wa Harun. We believe in the same Rabb, sustainer, nourisher of Moses and Aaron, Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun alayhi salam. What did the Pharaoh say? Inshallah al-Aziz, we will discuss it on Monday. So see, lesson Allah is teaching us. The Mufassirin commentators have written, why did Almighty Allah give this person hidayat, all these sorcerers? Because they came with such attire and clothing that was imitating Moses and Aaron. Long, long robes, long, long kurtas they came with. So although they wanted to mock them, but Allah Ta'ala loved that action and Almighty Allah blessed them. I was in Uruguay. There were up two white policemen. It was after Asr to Maghrib. In Ramadan, I was delivering a lecture. I asked, who's these two policemen? They said, no, some Muslim person hit his wife, assaulted her. So wherever she goes. So then, remember, these two policemen come and they, you know, look, see, there's no problems for her. This is in Montevideo, about 6, 6-8 years ago. So Allah alone knows. So anyway, after Maghrib was our supper and what have you is Ramadan, and after Isha is the Taraweeh. So after everything, the youngsters came and said, you know that policeman, he read Salat. So I said, very good. It's a long story, I'm just cutting it short. So obviously he's not Muslim, he just got tired. So all that, he maybe just wanted to do some exercise. After 1-2 years, I went, I asked policeman, ka kya hal hai? How's that policeman there? He said, Muslim, woh to Musalman ho gaya. He just wanted to do some exercise. Allah loved his sajda. Allah blessed him with Iman and Islam. So Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. Let us give you news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally and globally. This is mentioned in the Israeli media. Number one, first you should know before I carry the story. Chapter 5, Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 82. Almighty Allah informs us Muslims, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies of Muslims are the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never say that every Jew or every Hindu, but we definitely will say that majority of the Jews and majority of the Hindus. You don't understand chapter and verse, the last verse of the six Supara, the six Jews, you will find it there. So there in Manipur, last night, yesterday, there were some big problems there. The Mushrikeen, idol worshippers, and they attacked the Jutlas and the Haramis. So both sides Haramis attacking one another. In the rush, two synagogues were burnt by these idol worshippers. So that is what happens, remember that. When you on batil, on falsehood, then you will keep on fighting with one another. And when they fight against the Muslims, then it is a marriage of convenience. And you know, a marriage of convenience does not last very long. Three bodies of the Palestinians who were martyred by the Israeli Defense Force in March were returned to the Palestinians and their families yesterday. Itamar Ben Gvir, the terrorist, and the Hariel Harami, and the real person who's the murderer of Palestinians, he objected, why are you giving the Palestinians back the bodies of these martyrs and so forth? Look at this now. What a story this is. You see, in Gaza, there are approximately plus minus 2 million Muslims, Palestinians there. Hamas controls that. Now Israel realize where the Palestinians are in Gaza. There is so much gas there. They are burning, obviously. They can't find oil, they can't find gas, but they find it in the Muslim areas and territories. So Israel is busy now with secret talks with the Palestinian Authority, with Abu Mazen. You know Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas and them. They all sell out, remember that. Hopeless, useless, good for nothing. So they are busy now, secret talks. They'll try and bribe them with $1 billion and say, give us the rights to extract the gas from Gaza. Can you believe that? When I tell you MBS is a murtad bin shaitan, a real harami, and yesterday the imam who got no shame in the haram, Abdullah Awajwani, he should hang his head in shame. He takes this harami's name, murtad bin shaitan's name, in the khutbah in Makkah. Now they have an interview, the Saudis, and remember this is official. Saudi Arabia welcomes LGBT people in the kingdom. Can you believe that? And all you Salafi scholars, remember I sent it out last night to everybody, and they just make inna lillah. Inna lillah don't help. You must speak against that murderer of Jamal Khashoggi. You must speak against that murtad. And don't be a fence sitter. All you Maulvis and sheikhs and imams, you sit on the fence, you're committing a major, major offense. MBS is on record of saying, the problem is with Islam itself. Remember this, therefore the West love him, but it boomerang against them, because they saw what a tinpot dictator he is. And remember, any person, let me make 2-3 statements very clear here. We got one life, we must speak the truth. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, and any government. MBS is a murtad, is apostate out of the fold of Islam. If you accept what he says and you believe what he does and you say it's correct, wallahi, I have Quran in my hand, you also murtad out of the fold of Islam. But you know, money is sweeter than honey. How many people are collecting money from the Saudi embassies and that? Ask the Salafis. So they want to come tell us about their moon story. Even that moon is fabricated. So you must remember it's a moon summit. Therefore we say the current, I don't speak about the public and them. And the sheikhs there, they are forced to say certain things, but not all the things. Other things they also add, you know, like that yesterday's imam. So anyway, you must remember that the Saudi government currently are kuffar out of the fold of Islam. Promoting LGBT, and you welcome. They want to beat Dubai and they want to beat Qatar and so forth. The US is pressurizing Saudi and to normalize ties with Israel. That is their job. You must remember that. That is all the khabith and al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. All the satanic parties get together and then they will say peace. That Israel got peace with UAE. What good did it do to the Palestinians? They got peace with Egypt and with Jordan or Morocco and Bahrain. All these are murtads. All this, you can quote me anywhere in the world, all these leaders, they got nothing to do with Islam. So you must remember this, that is what's happening today. Coronation of Charles. Now who is Charles? Charles is another harami. When he was married to her, Princess of Wales, Diana, what a big thing the media made of it. Then he was not so interested afterwards. After he deflowered her, he said, I want my first love. So he got busy with his chameleon. Then Diana saw that he's busy. Then she started getting busy. All haram is put together. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. 100 million, £100 million. Pounds will be used for the coronation today. And remember, there is such security because they know thousands of people will be protesting. And we also must protest in this way. Oh, you Charles, your family and them gave away Palestinians to the haramis, the jutlas. Are you not even ashamed of yourself? You should apologize, you should have reparations and pay every Palestinian, because the Israelis are crooks, they are occupiers, they are big squatters who came there, refugees. And some min kalbak ya'akulka, when you have a small puppy, you feed him, then he becomes a bulldog and an Alsatian, and that is what happened there. You should hang your head in shame, you Charles, remember that, and your family. Suggestions, Haaretz carried this article. I told you, in our lifetime, inshallah, Israel will be no more. Yesterday in the Haaretz, suggestions are already being made to carve Israel up into different sections. One for the Muslims, one for the Christians, one for the Jutlas, one for the Haramis, all that. So they're already talking about that. Haaretz say it was a disgraceful thing in their editorial, the death of the martyr Khadir Adnan. You can say Khidr or Khadir, both ways. So Khidr Adnan, Rahimahullah. So they don't say all that, Rahimahullah, I'm saying. So we say he is a martyr, and all you Maulvis who have got Ishkal and all that, Hazrat Mufti Kifayatullah, who was the Grand Mufti of India, when they were fighting the British, he passed fatwa that time also, that this tactic here is totally permissible. So Hazrat Mufti Kifayatullah serves fatwa. So anyway, you must remember that. So this is that a disgraceful death, that is meaning the Israeli authorities should be held responsible for this. Zelensky is a puppet, that, and that is what the foreign minister says of Russia, and we agree with him, Lavrov. Now look at another story from America. They are so brutal, and they want to come teach people about human rights and democracy. There is some guy in the police or wherever, guy with some authority, he's named Penny, Mr. Penny. He found a person who's homeless, all that, choked him, all that, and he died. So obviously he should be charged for murder, but you know American style, when it is a white policeman involved, then they will always look for some loophole and so forth. Erdogan says that the opposition next week Sunday, tomorrow is Sunday, so next week Sunday, 14th of May, is elections there. Remember, in Turkey, he says that the opposition leader and them Kamil, his name, and their parties are all pro-gay and pro-lesbian. And that is the truth, because they want to bootleg America, they want to bootleg, remember, Europe, so therefore they will always be, you know, always pro-LGBT. And obviously Erdogan stands for Islam to a certain extent, and says we dead against all this here. So America, Israel, Europe, they all want Erdogan out, so make dua, Allah Ta'ala make him successful. Saudi Arabia and America are now patting themselves on the back. We pulled it off. So now these guys who are fighting the generals there in Sudan, both are hungry for power. So their representatives will be meeting there in Jeddah. Not for politics. Today is the meeting. Nothing to do with politics. Just that they can meet face to face so that some humanitarian aid can come in. Millions of people are displaced already, and thousands, all this 4,000 or 5,000 are, you understand, killed, or there's hundreds are killed, all fairy tales, much more is the figure. So anyway, they'll be meeting there today in Jeddah. The Quran Sharif is the best book for justice. Who said so? The Harvard University. All of you who are apologetic bootlickers of universities, we must send our daughters to university and so forth. So the Harvard University said the Quran Sharif is the best book for justice. You want to know what a human being should be? Then study the Noble Quran and the Ahadith Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, the circus continues in South Africa. We got a new mayor, and in Johannesburg, and he comes again from the Jama'a party. Nobody voted for them. They must put the mayor, but you know politics at play, that ANC, EFF and all that support him, so DA must not come in. And then again, you say, let's see how long he lasts, you must remember. And all this, that the marriages, Muslim marriages, are recognized. I sent out many articles yesterday. So go see Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah's article regarding Al-Jama'a party and the marriages bill and all these things here. So you will get a better picture, inshallah. So today between 7 and 9 will be Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, and tonight, inshallah, Brother Suleiman Esop between 6 and 8 with Naat Kirat. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Inshallah, my brother Junaid Khan will pose the questions, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti, do we follow our dad's last words or follow his written will? We were all present at his deathbed.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the question reads that the father was in Sakarat, and remember that he had a will also written, and maybe he gave some farewell departing advices, and that advices might be against what was in the will. So if the will is according to Sharia, so you must follow that. If he said something that is against the Sharia, you reject that, and don't let your emotions get the better of you. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Mishkat Sharif Ibn Majah, la ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'asiyatil khaliq. There is no obedience to any creation, whether it's our parents, whether it's our teachers, whether it's the king, whether it's the queen or the crown prince or whoever, when it leads to a sin against the creator. So whatever is Sharia, that is compulsory upon you, the executors and the heirs, that you must fulfill that. And for your father who passed away, inshallah, he passed away with Iman and Islam. Read Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established.
Mufti, it's been raining cats and dogs lately. Do I have the right to curse the rain as it messes up my hair while going to work?
Remember that Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, authentic hadith mentioned in Abu Dawood, Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, la tasubbu ad-dahr. Never ever swear the time, meaning that what's happening. naturally, you find this rain, you find this lightning, you find this thunder, all that. Now you, my brother, if you're a Muslim, you should know that these are the du'as you should read and supplications to recite. If you're a non-Muslim, know this is a bounty. Every droplet, remember, is a bounty and a favor from Almighty Allah. Whilst it's raining, Allahumma swayyiban nafi'a. Oh Almighty Allah, let the rain be beneficial rain. After it has rained, now it stopped raining, mutirna bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi. It rained upon us with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. If there's too much rain, then say, oh Allah, let your rain come, but don't send it upon us. Send it to Port Elizabeth, send it to Somalia, send it to areas where there's an acute shortage of water. You know, Port Elizabeth, till now they're going through problems. Allahumma hawa alayna wa la alayna. All these ahadith you will find in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. So these are all famous du'as. Allahumma hawa alayna wa la alayna. So that is if there's too much rain. And then there's so much thunder nowadays. So one Quranic verse and one dua. Chapter 13, verse 13. When you hear the thunder and you get frightened also. So Surah Ra'd, chapter 13. It means thunder. Verse 13. وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. Me and you don't understand, but that thunder is glorifying the Mubarak, blessed, holy name of Almighty Allah, and reading Subhanallah bihamdi. Even the Malaika are now petrified and terrified, remember. Read chapter 13, verse 13. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu taught us this. And remember the dua mentioned on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu in Tirmidhi Sharif. When they thunder, Allahumma la taqtulna bi ghadabik. Oh Allah, do not kill us with your wrath and anger. Wala tuhlikna, and do not punish us that we all perish. Bi azabik, because of your punishment. Wa afina qabla dhalik. Grant us safety, comfort, protection, ya Allah, from all these punishments. Allah, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Allahumma la taqtulna bi ghadabik. Wala tuhlikna.
Meneer, jylle mense skiet ons met woorde in plaas van koels. Jou woorde is pijnlik maar korrek. Meneer, hoe lang sal dit neem om 'n moslim te word? Stephanie.
Ah, Stephanie, jy kan nou 'n moslim word. Dis niks nie. As nou wil jy 'n moslim word, ons maak jy 'n moslim nou. The lady Stephanie says that you speak and it really penetrates our hearts. Although sometimes we feel that it's a bit bitter, but the truth is always bitter. So she's asking my sister in humanity, Stephanie, how long does it take to become a Muslim? The question was in Afrikaans, so I answered in Afrikaans. So you, my sister Stephanie, you, my brother Jaco, whoever that you want to become Muslim, then we will tell you to read certain words. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I bear witness from the bottom of my heart that there is truly none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah. We don't worship creation. We don't worship anybody, anything. We worship Almighty Allah alone. We bow down to Him alone. We prostrate and go into sajda for Him alone, Almighty Allah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasuluh. And I bear witness from the bottom of my heart that the Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was, is, will always be the last and the final Prophet and Messenger. Once you say that sincerely from the bottom of your heart, you're a Muslim and you believe in all the articles of faith, finish, you Muslim. There's no long drawn procedure. So any person and want to embrace Islam, we got 5 minutes left for the program, we make you Muslim. And just tell us which area you are in. We will get our Jura male, we'll get our Muslim men to come and interact with you. You're a female, we'll get our sisters, Muslim sisters, to interact with you. Simple. How many people embrace Islam? How many pastors and how many priests embrace Islam? All this hada min fadli rabbi is only the grace of Almighty Allah and the mercy and benevolence of Almighty Allah. We are non-entities. We can't do anything. Wallahu al-ghani wa antum al-fuqara. Almighty Allah is self-sufficient. He does not need anybody, anything, anytime, any place. You human beings and creation, you are paupers and beggars. You cannot do anything without my mercy, grace and benevolence.
Adrian says, I work in the same building as my best friend's wife. She is cheating on him. Do I have to tell him about this?
She's cheating with who, Adrian? Is she cheating with you or with somebody else? So remember, all of you who say that no, women must go to university, women must go to work, women must do this. How can you put butter next to the stove and expect nothing to happen? So your best friend, Adrian, you're a good guy, right? So you're the good Samaritan. Your friend, now you see his wife. How she dresses, she dressed to impress. But she's busy with another guy there. And you know about it. How far they're going, how they do. You know all the history, geography and biology. We don't know and we don't want to know. So must you tell your best friend? If he's your best friend, then you must tell him that obviously a friend in need is a friend indeed. And you must tell him that behind your back all these things are going on. Your wife is putting extra perfume, dressing scantily, all these things. Why? Not for you, brother. But she got one guy there. You see, you know what his name? His name is Prince Charles. So you must tell her. Because Charles was busy with his chameleon. I don't call her Camilla. I call her chameleon. So tell there's another chameleon here. And there's another Charles here. There's another Clinton. You know, Bill. Bill Clinton can't look after his rifle properly. Just like Bojo. So Bill was busy, Clinton. When I went to the White House, I wanted to ask them that question, but my wife stopped me, you know. I wanted to ask them where Clinton was busy with Monica. All haramis, these chefs here. We must name them, shame them, and nail them. That is what we say.
Mufti, we are both in our late 70s. Is life insurance permissible for us at this age?
No, whether you're 17 years old or 17 days old or 70 years old or 90 years old, life insurance totally haram. Yen mansa duat is another mansa brut. That is your capitalism, that they want to tell you you must do this. This is your secularism. Our fathers passed away, our grandfathers passed away, our grandparents passed away. They had fear of Allah. They were not so educated. We got all these emails and WhatsApp and computers and internet and what gadgets we got. I'm speaking here. Thousands of people can listen on Radio Al-Ansar International, on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So who could dream of this 50, 100 years ago? Nobody. So you must remember these things here. So see why it's haram. You are paying premiums every month, 5,000, 10,000. So you paid 1 million. So you die. So after your death, the payout is 5 million, 10 million. Your payments were 1 million. From where did that extra come? It's interest, is gambling. Interest is haram. Chapter 2, verse 279. Gambling is haram. So absolutely haram. So how can it be justified? You know what is all this? Ash-shaytanu ya'idukumul faqra. Satan, Lucifer, he promises you poverty. What will happen to your wife? What will happen to your children? Wa ya'murukum bil fahsha. And then he commands you to go do haram activities, obscene and indecent activities. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 268. And who is Allah? Wallahu ya'idukum maghfiratan minhu wa fadla. Almighty Allah promises you forgiveness. Stay away from all the haram. Allah will forgive you. Wa fadla. I told the guy to wash my car. I'm just illustrating the point via an example. I'll give you 100 rand. He did such an immaculate job. I could see my face in the wheel caps. You know what I mean? So I gave him 150, 200 rand. So I gave him much more than what he was entitled to. Allah says, you do what I tell you and you will see how much I will give you. See, that is the mercy of Almighty Allah. Absolutely haram, whether you male, female, young or old. Remember, this is a satanic secular system, capitalism system. So for us as Muslims, if we die and our wife, children don't have much, it's 100% better for them to eat zakat than to eat the haram insurance money, life insurance. And I saw in my family, in my friends, in people who questions and me questions, this life insurance money never brought happiness. Always it brought misery and more suffering. Last question.
Sir, I grew up in a religious family. Knowing factory secrets and publishing it internationally, does it make me sinful, as knowledge should be shared?
If it is good knowledge, then very good, you must share it and so forth. We don't believe, you must remember, in monopoly in Islam. We say that if you have something good, share it, very good, provided it is something permissible. And if it is something obscene, indecent and haram, then obviously then to share it is totally haram and unacceptable. Jazakallah khair to all of you. We now go to the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and we thank our brother Junaid, and inshallah he'll prepare the podcast and we will send it out. Our Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, mashallah, has arrived and he's back in South Africa. Make dua for Hazrat and his family. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.